Good morning and welcome to episode 241 of Taking the Charge Podcast with you from Regensburg, Germany. I'm David Hein of Hein News. Thank you for stopping by. Yes, back home. Back home in Regensburg. Been nice to be home. It was a wonderful trip to North America. Lots of great basketball, a little bit of baseball, and some very nice family time, but back home and raring to go. Been actually waking up pretty early to catch some of the NBA games, and I don't know if I'm going to actually be able to watch the EuroLeague tonight, but figure I'd better be watching some of the EuroLeague. Just trying to watch as much as I can. And, so 241 today. Welcome to the show. If you want to get in contact with us, go to, best way is probably Twitter. It's at Hein News, H-E-I-N-N-E-W-S. The email address is heinnews@gmx.de. There's the Facebook group, Taking the Charge Podcast. Just put that in the search bar, Taking the Charge Podcast, and you'll find us. And come over and enjoy the group. There is the go to iTunes, rate and review the show, and you can also go to Patreon, show the love, and patreon.com/takingthecharge, all one word. There are perks along the way. Thank you to all those who have shown the love. Latest was last week's guest, loyal listener Rob Wetmore. So Rob, thanks again for that. Much appreciated. So this week really packed, and I know I talked to Rob when I was talking to Rob last week, and I was like, yeah, don't really, you know, I hate saying that, you know, it's gonna have to keep it short, but I do really come back and need to keep it short, just because I have a bunch of stuff that I need to finish up, and still it's a little early in the day, but still have some stuff that I need to do. So CSKA Moscow, Fenerbahce both into the Final Four. So that with sweeps of Baskonia and Panathinaikos. So it's been a Panathinaikos. The Panathinaikos owner voided the flight tickets for his players to go back home after the game in Istanbul. So they had to take the bus home. Pretty hardcore. I think you could just say, man, it's Greek basketball at its finest. Just the craziness, the madness of it. So he sent these guys home on a bus. Fantastic stuff. So they are in the Final Four. Real Madrid and Darüşşafaka both are have won one game. And the Olympiakos Anadolu Efes series is knotted at one at the time of the recording. So half of the Final Four is set, and by the time that this By the time the next podcast comes out, we should be set as far as the Final Four goes. We are into the, let's see, that is the first round of the NBA playoffs. Boston and Chicago. Chicago kind of surprised Boston first, taking the first two games, but Boston's bounced back. That's going to be a kind of interesting series. Basically now best of three. Cavaliers swept Indiana. They will get the winner of Toronto and Milwaukee, with Toronto having a big game, game five, at home to take a 3-2 lead. And so should be, that one should be fun. Antetokounmpo has been pretty fantastic. Not that that's a surprise. And the other one is Wizards and Hawks. And that is deadlocked at 2-2. In the West, Golden State swept Portland. And Spurs had a fight for a while. And a little bit of a fight in game five. But were able to hold off Memphis. So are up 3-2. Rockets are through. 4-1 series win over Oklahoma City. And Clippers are facing an elimination game in Utah as the Jazz are up 3-2. So a little bit of a surprise. I mean, Utah, watched a little bit of that last game. Utah looks pretty good. You know, they you know, especially Joe Johnson, you know, he's been he's you know, he's still got quite a bit left, and you know, they're a gritty team, and you know, I don't know if they're gonna be able to challenge, do much against Golden State. I don't know. It would seem like the Clippers might have a little bit better chance, maybe. Although without Griffin, I don't know. That's kind of a you know, without Griffin, you know, maybe Utah do have the better chance, but. And then the other one with Houston going against the winner of San Antonio-Memphis could be fun. Don't know what San Antonio's going to be able to do with Harden. In the East, Washington or Utah. Washington or Atlanta, not Utah. Washington. Washington. Cleveland could be really fun. And then... that'd be the Boston Chicago winner. Sorry about that. Cavaliers and Milwaukee or Toronto. Man, that should be nice. I have to think that Toronto, that Cavaliers. I don't see anybody really beating in the East. LeBron over four games, in four games, beating him four times. But that's why they play the games. Yeah. So. I guess that's about it. I'm probably gonna be talking a little more basketball, more NBA, just because I know that a lot of people are watching it, and I'm gonna try to watch a little bit more, especially because the games are gonna start getting a little more interesting. You know, we're into basically the quarterfinals, the semifinals of the Eastern of the conferences. So games are gonna be getting a little bit better. All right, so I guess with that, let's do the interviews, and then I'll head out. It wasn't planned like this, but so you know, for those who might not know, you know, often I'll do some interviews with work in mind for FIBA or FIBA Europe or EuroLeague, and then once I get those done, I will then do the interviews on the podcast. Just the way I've always done it, and you know, often I'll send the link as well when I post the story. So the past week or so, past 2 weeks, with the FIBA U19 Basketball World Cup website, we've had pieces on Killian Tilley and Rui Hachimura. So here are those two interviews, and actually also going to throw in there the Jacob Larson interview that I did, the big Danish kid also. So it's a Gonzaga trio, so I'm sure going to get a lot of Gonzaga fans here. Also wrote my FIBA column last week about Hashimura and Tile and how they, you know, could use how the U19 is going to help them step their game up even more, and the one beneficiary would be then Gonzaga. So we're going to start with Tile, go Killian Tile, and then Rui Hashimura, and then Jacob Larson. So boom, 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 and we'll catch you on the other side of those.
You're a European champion, under 16. You did 3x3 on 3.
Yeah.
2.2 seconds left draining those two free throws. Where does that rank as far as your career so far as important?
I think it was really important, like maybe one of the most important like of my young career, in front of like 77,000 people.
U16 doesn't really do all that much,
yeah,
does it?
Yeah, I think there was like maybe like 2,000 people in the U16. So it's a big difference. It was just, you know, a lot of fun to make these free throws. Really important for us, and it was just amazing in front of my mom and my brother, so it was fun.
What's going through your mind? I mean, you really hadn't done much in the game, you really hadn't played much, and then you come on, and also to have the trust from coach to come on and you know, they always say be ready when it's your time.
Yeah, you know, it feels good to have like the confidence of your coaches. They put it, they put you at the end of the games to get rebounds, to make free throws. So with this confidence, I feel like I could do it. So I just thought about making my free throws, and that's it. You know, just making.
You started pretty strong your season, and then once the conference season started, you kind of played less. You got a couple of small little injuries. Now you're back, and you know, obviously, having the faith, the trust from the coach. Talk about your freshman year in general.
Well, it's been a pretty successful year. We have a really good team this year. I've had a pretty good role in this team, and I'm really happy for it. We did a crazy season. We only lost one game, so it was pretty successful. And yeah, I feel like the confidence of my coaches is important for me. Every time I step on the court, maybe I may play like maybe 5 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. So, but every time I step on the court, I try to bring my energy, bring whatever I can to help the team, and I think that's what I do.
After the past 2 years, how happy are that you've been through now this whole season healthy?
Well, it's amazing. I feel really good. You know, it was really tough to don't play like a whole season, two years in a row. So it was pretty tough.
Is it three? 2 years now. Two seasons in a row, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. After the European Championship, then it was just two years in a row, right?
Yeah.
You had the summer where you played. The guy next to you obviously is a big hope for Japanese basketball, but also talking to the guys here, a big hope for Gonzaga. Maybe talk about his development. Obviously, he doesn't show us on the in the games because he hasn't gotten there yet. But maybe just talk about his development, Rui.
Yeah, Rui is an amazing player. Athletically, everything, and he can do everything on the court. It's true he doesn't have a lot of minutes this year, but you know, he's working hard. By not playing, he has a lot of practices and workouts, so he's improved a lot. And next year is going to be a big piece of Gonzaga, so it's going to be fun.
You and him running together.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
What do you think about next year then with him? And maybe even Larson, a healthy big man to take over from Karnofsky.
Well, it's going to be fun. Play with international players in the team is going to be a really fun team to play with. I love Rui. He's my teammate. He's my roommate too. So it's gonna be fun to play with this guy. You know, he's really impressive on the court.
You know, I have to ask national team stuff. Under 19s, first time since 2009. You guys are playing Korea, New Zealand, and then a team from the Americas. All right, we don't know if Tilikina is going to play or not, but otherwise, it looks like a lot of people are going to be there. Talk about under 19s for you and the team.
Yeah, well, it's a big championship, you know, and I really want to be a part of it with this amazing team, this amazing generation of friends. I really want to play with them, and I think we can do something in Egypt if we're complete and we play you know, like we did like in December, like they did. And 2 years ago too, so it's gonna be fun.
How much more difficult would it be if Frank can't play for you guys? Right. I mean, you guys have so much talent, but I mean he's such a dominant guy, can do so many things.
Obviously, Frank is an amazing player. He can do everything on the court. He's a really unselfish player. It's really important for us, for the team, and I'd love to play with this guy this summer, but we don't know yet. I don't think so, but we'll see. It'll be a big plus for the team if he plays, because his talent is crazy.
Yeah, I was in Samsung, so. Have you talked much to Coach Couderay? Obviously, he's a new person in the system. He did a lot of women's basketball and then was coaching in Sayang for a couple of years. Then, have you had much communication with him yet? And what has he talked to you about?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit. Obviously, he wants me to go for under 19 to play with them, and I don't really know him a lot, but I've never seen him. But I heard a lot of things about him, and I think he's a great coach. He's done a great season with his team this year, so it's gonna be. I'm excited to play with this coach this summer.
I'm hearing that Joel Ayayi is gonna be taking a visit to Gonzaga here next week or whatever. How exciting would it be to have another Frenchman come in here with you?
Who is it?
Joel Ayayi.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I've talked to him a little bit too. So I told him a lot of good about
Gonzaga. What are you telling him?
That Gonzaga is, I feel like, the best program for international players in the nation. So the coaches are great, the teammates are great. People at Gonzaga are crazy great, like really kind. And it's really, I really feel home to be in Spokane, in Gonzaga. And yeah, I feel like he should come here. Yeah.
What would it mean for him and for you guys if you were to get a guy like him? Obviously he can do a lot of things too.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, he has crazy talent too. He's gonna help us a lot with his talent and size and everything. Is really helpful for us, and if he works hard in Gonzaga, he can be a great player. He can become a great player.
Wildest dreams that you're going to be playing in the final. It's tomorrow night. Come back to here. Maybe just in general, what you're thinking right now, and what do you think that's going to be the key for you guys to bring a title, and what would it mean to bring the trophy back home to Spokane?
Oh, it'd be crazy if we bring the title in Spokane that they're waiting for like all their life. The title that they want, it'd be crazy. I would love to do it for these people that always support us. They always come to our games. It's always like full. They love us, and it'd be really good to bring them the title for them.
Really weird, the final four in the title game tomorrow night. Thoughts in general about being here?
What's up?
What do you think about being here?
Actually, I didn't imagine, but before I came to U.S., I couldn't imagine that I'd be like a Final Four or like an NCAA tournament. But now I'm here, so I'm really glad to be here. And I have crazy experience right now, so Yeah, I don't want to waste this game.
You got to play in 3 games so far.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is the big dance.
Mm-hmm.
Means so much.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you to play?
Actually, I didn't get so much playing time, but still, I had like a little experience. So, yeah. I don't. I want for next year. So yeah, I don't want to waste this experience.
What's this transition been like for you? Obviously, first there's language,
mm-hmm.
there's culture.
Yeah, actually, language is pretty problem for me, and I study a lot English, and yeah, it's getting better. So hopefully, yeah, from next year, I could start playing from the beginning of the season. Yeah.
Has language been the most difficult part?
Yeah.
Of it all.
That's it.
Yeah. Basketball-wise, is
no language.
What's been the biggest part for you in basketball?
I think communication with the coaches and teammates during the basketball, like playing basketball.
Also understanding calls.
Yeah.
Picks or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. Like a formation, like a defense, like a play. Yeah.
Everybody who I've talked to say mm-hmm. you're going to take a big step next year.
Yeah.
How much are you looking? There's still this thing. There's still this game.
Yeah. Before.
And how much are you looking forward to next year?
I mean, of course, you know Tommy Lloyd. Yeah, he always say I'm playing ready for next year, and of course I want to play under 19 World Cup. So I'm ready for. I'm getting. I'm prepared for the tournament, the under 19. So hopefully, I'll be back in Japan, like in May or. Whenever, and I want to play for the national team, then I want to come back and I start playing for Gonzaga.
Canada, Spain, and Mali.
Mm-hmm.
And the crossover group, first and second, are most likely going to be Germany, Lithuania. Talk about under 19s.
Yeah, so it's kind of a little bit difficult, hard group, so I want. It's going to be a big challenge for me and Japan national team, so yeah, but it's going to be fun, yeah.
How important is it that they reach the final in Iran without you?
Yeah.
How important is that for the confidence of those guys?
Yeah, I really want to say congrats to my friends and my coaches. So, yeah, actually I have my ex high school teammate in the national team, so yeah.
Who's that?
I'm really happy. Mikami Yuki. Yeah, shooter. Yeah, so I'm really happy to play with him again. Yeah.
Your expectation of that tournament? I mean, like we said, the teams are going to be really difficult, but what are your expectations?
I think this is the first time to be like attend to the under 19 World Cup, I think, for Japan national team. So it's gonna be a big challenge. So yeah, we want.
Everyone keeps talking about the.
We won't just pray our best.
Hiking.
Yeah.
What was that trip like? And come from your back.
Like a.
What's
the final tournament or whatever? Like
camped out a little
top
bit.
Top 8.
Well, it goes to everybody goes to the next round.
Yeah,
round
yeah,
of 16.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let me just talk about the confidence. 3 summers ago in 2014
mm-hmm.
at the under 17s, you look at the names in that game against the Americans: Jackson,
yeah.
Tatum, Giles, Swanigan, Giles.
Yeah.
Talk about. I mean, you belonged on the court that day.
Yeah,
talk,
that's the crazy thing.
Talk about that game.
So they're also playing in this tournament. So
you're still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. They lost, but actually, I want to get. Of course, I mean, I didn't play so much. I didn't get so much play time, but
guys took out.
I still have like a
three borderline 7-footers,
you know, having good experience.
Is that
so
the closest one you
probably they're going NBA, I think, next year. So I'm catching up then, and I want to play against in the NBA.
How much confidence did that give you, though? You know, you played against them. Mm-hmm. You scored 25 points in that game.
Mm-hmm.
How much confidence does that, you know, looking back, you played against them?
I can play more better when I against them next time. Yeah.
How's your brother doing, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
He's 99.
Yeah.
How's he doing? I know he's at the same high school.
Yeah.
Is there any chance he's going to play in Cairo?
I don't know. He's going, I think, Japanese college. Yeah, so. But sometime we texting each other and just say hello and what's up or something. Yeah.
Talk about how happy maybe that you have Avi Schaefer now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Avi much? Avi Schaefer, who's a Brewster? The German, Japanese, who's a he's playing in high school now in the States.
Yeah,
he's going to Georgia Tech.
White guy, right?
White guy, yeah.
Yeah. I heard like he's pretty good right now.
Uh-huh.
So I think he played next under 19.
Yeah, he was like under 18.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it's gonna be fun. Yeah, it's gonna be fun too.
Jacob, we're here at the Final Four. Obviously, you're not able to play, but in general, how are you doing right now?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, it's great to be here. It's a great experience. Just awesome to witness. So it's just great to be here.
Where are you at health-wise? I mean, it happened quite a few months ago now. I think it was the fourth practice or so of the season, the preseason. Where are you at right now?
I mean, I'm at the point where I can get some shots up for a couple of hours and do some basic stuff in the post and outside work. I'm not really able to run yet. Haven't really quite been testing it since we've been so busy over the past month just traveling. I haven't really had that much time to get with the physiotherapists and all that. But I mean, it's looking great. It's been going all uphill. There's really not been any complications so far, so that's a really good feeling.
What's it like being in this group with these guys? I mean, obviously, you know, it's people talk about it being a mid-major, but I mean, it's a pretty serious program. What's it been like for you?
Just an incredible experience. I mean, all this attention, all this media, and just the fact that we're going to play against, like, in front of, like, 75,000 people, or how many is out there. I mean, it's unbelievable for a guy who comes from a country where, you know, if you get a couple of hundred, I mean, it's a really good game.
How anxious are you to get back out there? I mean, I'm sure to show yourself, to prove yourself.
I mean, I'm really, really anxious. I'm so excited to play next year, especially with just the culture of basketball over here in the U.S. and all that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Maybe talk about, you know, I mean, obviously you're not going at them 1-1, but just like the bigs here, you know, like Karnofsky and stuff like that. How much are you able to learn from them, and how much is that going to help you?
I think observing them from the sideline still gives me a great idea about what the level of basketball is here. I get to see what works for them and what doesn't work for them, so I can kind of maybe adjust and learn from that myself. So once I'll be able to play, I know what's been the strengths and weaknesses throughout the tournament and stuff like that, so just level myself with that. So I think it's a great experience to just observe from the sideline as well.
Biggest thing that you've taken from here that you want to actually implement when you are able to get back on the court?
Just the physical game. There's a lot of contact in the post that doesn't necessarily gets called and all that, so I think that's going to be a key thing for me.
What's your timeline? I mean, obviously you want to play next season, but are you going to be able to get back on the court, be able to do, you know, when are you going to be able to get back to full strength if everything goes according to plan, let's say?
We don't really know yet, but I'm going to stay in Spokane for about 3 months over the summer and just rehab. And I definitely should be 100% by season start. That's something they said. That's not even a goal. That's a fact.
Okay. Let's go with that, man.
All right. I watched a little bit of Gonzaga this year, mainly, you know, trying to with knowing that the under-19, that Tille and Hashimura would play kind of solid roles. I mean, Tille, you know, they have so much talent, and obviously Hashimura is going to be one of the big stars for Japan, actually probably the biggest their top player. Not their only player. Not their only player. So just a little heads up. Keep following that the under 19, FIBA under 19 Basketball World Cup site. And to keep up with the news. But you know, now Larson's going to be back. You know, especially if he's able to come back and is healthy. He's such a big dude that's going to be that's got huge benefit for them. You know, they're losing a lot. Nigel Williams-Goss just said he's going to the draft as well. You know, they're losing Karnofsky. Losing Collins said he's going. But you know, Tile, Hashimura, and as you heard in there in the interview, Tile is working on Joel Ayayi coming out over there too. Ayayi's already had the visit there to Gonzaga and Spokane, and they're trying to get him. So should be fun team next year. A little bit more the guys, the international guys, having a little more impact, especially Asamora, so. Yeah, with that understanding of the English, you heard the interview with Rui, that that's definitely going to be, he's only going to get that much better, so he's going to be able to understand his teammates and coaching staff and everybody else better. So that'll only make him that much better next year. So thanks. So that's the interviews. That's the podcast. Thank you for following. Also make sure you keep up on the Adidas Next Generation, AdidasNGT.com. We're doing features weekly on that. That's coming up in a couple of weeks as well. So that tournament's coming up in a couple of weeks as well. So keep your eyes open for that. You follow me on Twitter. I do send out those links. Goga Vinatzi, the big Georgian kid from Mega. And a little heads up, might have the CFBB is going to be featured then as the next piece, and then maybe a little bit of a, not exclusive, but at least give you a heads up what's going to be going on. All right, so with that, just last thing to do, let you know what you're going to be listening to. The song's called Don't Call Me Romantic, and it is by Mega Gem. Enjoy it. It's on freemusicarchive.org. Enjoy the NBA playoffs. Enjoy the EuroLeague playoffs. We're going to have, we should have a Final Four set next week. I'm pretty sure that's all going to be ready. I don't have the schedule in front of me. It seems to me that it's going to be ready. Let's hope. So enjoy it, and we'll catch you next week.
Urshela from ESPN College Basketball. You're listening to Taking the Charge